Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Harding, who's president of Vanderveel. Bob, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks, Ken. Good morning to you.
Appreciate you spending time with us today. You've got some big news. You're announcing that you're going to invest $5 million in a brand new building in Ottawa, Tennessee, just north of the Georgia-Tennessee line. And in this building, you'll be making tufting equipment, right?
That's correct, yes. We'll be making tufting equipment, developing tufting equipment, and supporting the Vanderveel operations in the USA.
Okay. First, let's get through some of the things the Chamber likes to talk about. It is a $5 million investment. It's going to bring 35 jobs. And some people who know this industry very well know that there are three different companies that make tufting equipment. The oldest is yours, Cobble. Vanderveel bought Cobble a little over a year ago, and the other two companies are Card Monroe and Tufco. So all three companies are in Chattanooga. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
It is, and I think that isn't entirely by accident. The birthplace for tufting was Chattanooga, so it's not really surprising that the businesses are all still in that area. That said, when we were looking for a new location, we were looking on the I-75 corridor and just happened upon a location that was in Ottawa, which seems to fit our needs perfectly.
Let me build out a little bit more of the story. When Vanderveel bought Cobble last year, the business was in Dalton in a leased building. The lease is about to expire, and you wanted to own your own building, so you found this real estate in Ottawa. A little bit more background. Vanderveel should be known by a lot of people that understand carpet overall, because you're also a manufacturer of the Wilton weaving machines and of Axminster weaving machines, right?
Yes, that's correct. We've been in carpet weaving for a long time, in excess of 100 years we've been involved in the industry. And tufting, adding tufting to our portfolio just rounds out our offering to the floor market.
And you're in three businesses. You're in what we'd call industrial textiles. You're also in upholstery-type fabrics. I think over there they call it velvet fabrics. But you make jacquard machines for that, correct?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. But the flooring business is your biggest. What percentage of your business is focused in flooring?
In excess of 70% of our business is in the flooring industry.
And you speak with an English accent. That's where you're from. But this company is based in Belgium, right?
That's correct, yes. I'm from England. I previously worked with a company called Bonus, who are also a part of the Vanderveel group, and I've been with Vanderveel since 1999.
Some people might be interested. I said earlier that Cobble is the oldest manufacturer of tufting equipment, and as you look at the tufting business, which is most people know is the most efficient way to make carpet, I don't know if that's an arguable point, but certainly tufting machines run faster than the other processes. But when you look at Cobble and you look at how they differentiate themselves in the past, what sets Cobble aside?
Well, we have a long history in the business, and I think that with Cobble now being a part of the Vanderveel group, there'll be a heavy emphasis on research and development. We're looking forward to bringing some new products to the market in the next year to 18 months.
So up to this point, you haven't had any new equipment recently, but you're getting ready to change that with this investment, correct?
Correct, yes.
So, Bob, as you make this move, will you personally be moving to Chattanooga?
Yes, I will be moving into the area, and I'm currently looking for a place to live that will be close by the new facility.
All right. Well, welcome to this area. Again, been talking to Bob Harding, who's the president in the United States for Vanderveel and the Cobble brand, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.